the phrase "A Spring of Love," it's kind of a, it's a misunderstanding or of the quote that comes at the front of the book, which is from The Rime of the Ancient Mariner by Coleridge. Has your book got that little epigraph in
I believe it did, yeah.
And so that, I kind of looked that up, and it's about the point where the Ancient Mariner sees these kind of sea snakes in the water. And so when it says, "Oh, happy living things, no tongue their beauty might declare, a spring of love gushed from my heart, and I blessed them unaware. Sure, my kind saint took pity on me, and I blessed them unaware." So it's about, he's saved because he blesses this sinister thing. And that's kind of, and you realize once you read the book, well, that's one of, that is one of the themes of the novel, because one of the ways of reading the book is that Esther is saved because she blesses this snake with love.
Mm, yeah. But the title doesn't really have that unless you read it in context.
Yeah.
Title is a, is kind of a head fake. It's like, "A Spring
of Love." But that's what Celia Dale's very good at doing, isn't it? She's very good at works of deception. I mean, the title "A Helping Hand" is, does not, you know, kind of, I mean, obviously the characters use it within that book, but they use it kind of, I mean, one of the things that's great about Dale is the way in which her characters, especially the more sinister characters, are able to manipulate language, you know, and sort of talk in these sort of banal bromides and this kind of very sort of, they use platitudes to disguise their evil in a way. And it's kind of, and in a way, I think it's Celia Dale does something very similar to her protagonists. They're both meticulous manipulators of language, and they use this kind of bland, ordered world to disguise this kind of ruthlessness underneath. So her protagonists are doing that in the way in which they talk to the old people, and the way in which they talk to these kind of rather the innocents who they kind of bring into their world. But Dale's doing that as well. She's using this very kind of, often using this very prosaic language to kind of disguise the more sinister aspects of what's going on in her books.